Adrian Piccoli is the New South Wales Education Minister. He's phoned in as we've been having this discussion. Mr. Piccoli, good morning.
Good morning.
What was the most dangerous thing you did as a child?
Oh, look, your listeners will be appalled, but my father used to take me and my brother duck hunting. So we'd stand back, and then when my father and a couple of other his friends started shooting, we kids would run and pick up the dead ducks. So if you want to talk about dangerous things to do...
Dodging bullets, Minister. More seriously, I suppose, what do you make of this ban by the Des Moines school? Obviously, it seems to be just one school, but do you think it's an overreaction?
Look, it's a judgment for the school to make. I spoke to the principal last night about it when I knew this story was coming in, and it's a decision supported unanimously by staff. It's the particular circumstances of that school. I heard you talking to Phil Lambert, all Asheville. But Lyndon, I've been listening to your callers, and I think as a parent myself with two young boys, a four-year-old and an 18-month-old, I guess I let my kids do certain things, but when we have their friends over, the standard rises in terms of what we let other people's children do. And I think that's the case at schools. They're looking after other people's children, and their standard in terms of what's safe and what's not safe rises substantially. I think we let our own children go much further than we do when we're looking at other people's kids.
Yeah, sure. And one of our callers made that point when she was talking about jumping off the clothesline onto the trampoline and how when other people's kids come over that, you know, some of the parents say, look, my kids aren't to do that. And I guess that all makes sense. But, I mean, handstands and cartwheels are the most natural thing in the world for kids to do. We used to do them on concrete bitumen at school when I was a kid. This just does seem to be a step too far, notwithstanding the point that you're making.
Oh, and I feel some sympathy for schools and particularly for that principal and their staff because, yes, some parents now are upset about the rule, but at the same time, when there is an injury, and she's probably experienced it and other principals have experienced, you have parents come straight up to the school and blame the school. So they have a very high level of responsibility for students. Now, is it the right thing for the school to do? We leave that as a judgment for the principal, and after all of the discussion resulting from that story, they may well change that decision. But when and if there is an injury, what do they do? Send the parents to the editor of the Daily Telegraph? No, they have to handle it themselves. It's a bit of a damned if you do and damned if you don't story.
Well, maybe it is, Minister, but the other interesting points, I think, from Anita Bundy out of her research, I don't know if you heard her at the University of Sydney, getting parents and teachers together and really sort of deconstructing this for both sides. Perhaps you might consider looking at her work and introducing some of that into schools to try to, you know, get to a point where you don't have to constantly worry about litigious parents and the high risk.
Oh, that's right. And schools work most effectively when they have high levels of engagement with parents. That's whether that's what's allowed in the playground or what's happening academically at the school. There's no doubt about that. It concerns me, as she said, that there was difficulty in that relationship between parents and school and schools. Presumably, she's talking about physical activity, but certainly, you know, the best thing a parent can do for their student at their children is to be as engaged as possible with the school. So I think that's certainly a very good suggestion.
Okay, Minister, I'll let you go out and dodge some more bullets.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for calling in. Cheers.